Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today we're going to have an awesome time right here in Studio C on Glorious Living, and I'm so glad you're here. I am so excited about this program because here we are in the beginning of May, and we're going to talk about moms just for a little while here, maybe the whole month, I'm not sure, but I have Chrissy here with me.
Yes, and I'm a mama.
A brand new mama.
Can you believe it, Miss Kat? I can hardly believe it myself. Aww. Here I am as a mother in Studio C with you.
And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to be a mom.
It
I know
is.
You're experiencing that. We're going to talk about that today and
so
a few
good.
Other things, just mm-hmm. as the Lord leads, because, you know, God loves women, and he loves
does.
Mothers.
Yes, he
you know,
does.
Of course, being a mom is such a rewarding thing, and those of you that are moms, I know you understand exactly what I'm talking about, but, you know, it's wonderful that we take time during the month of May,
yes.
and it's just one Sunday, but we really should be celebrated all year
I
long.
I was thinking about that. I was driving in, and I'm like, you know what? Being a mother is a full-time job that does not quit.
Well, there's some things that
day.
Get a month, we get a day.
That's what I'm saying. How about we make a change? Comment if you say, you know, mamas need months, you
yeah,
know?
At least
come
a
on,
month.
The month. So that's what we're doing. We're celebrating, and we're so happy that you're tuning in, because this program, whether you're a mother or not, this is going to really grow your faith, ignite that faith in you so that you can carry it on to your family, whether you're a mother, a sister, a brother, a dad, whatever you are.
You know, you may not be a mother, but everybody has a mother.
That's and right. So, it applies to
so
everyone.
So what we're doing is honoring mothers. Your mother, whether you're male, female, whoever you are, whether you have a, whether you're a mother or just not, you
yeah.
know, just because you have a mom, we want to celebrate them. And
that's
we're going
right.
to chat about that kind of stuff because, you know, I just love my mom. She's 92.
Yes.
And I, you know, I talk to her almost every day, either a text or a phone call. And it's always wonderful to spend time with her. She just,
yeah.
she told me the other day that, you know, Kathy, when I haven't heard your voice in a while, I'll turn on your app and I'll listen. She listens to my sermons.
She loves it.
And she says it puts me to sleep.
Oh, that's so
and she means that in the nicest way.
It's peaceful to her. And she's such a strong woman of faith that mm-hmm. I know I love hearing stories about her raising you. You had, how many siblings did you have,
Miss
Kathy?
My mom had six children mm-hmm. and five girls. I'm the girl right in the middle. There's two
yeah.
older and two younger. And, you know, we just clung together. Mom was such a good mom. She was a single mom for a good part mm-hmm. of the time. And so she had to be mom and dad to us.
Yes.
And we just love our mom. We all just stay close to her. She's precious.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people viewing, you know, they view you as a spiritual mom. They learn so many things from you, from the ministry. I have a great testimony I'd love
okay.
to share about
yeah.
that, just celebrating what we're doing at the ministry. And this is from Angie, and it was actually translated from Spanish. It says, "You have changed my life. I want to thank you for the translation of the Boardroom Chat and Glorious Living. Both programs have been a great source of learning and blessing for me. You have no idea the extent to which your messages are expanding the spirit and impacting the world. Blessings."
Wow.
So when I read that, I was just so excited because it just shows that, you know, we're reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time
yeah.
on all of our outlets. And this was in Spanish and translated by our team. So I love reading those things and then hearing people say that you're actually a spiritual mother in aspects
oh,
to them.
Well, you know, that's so humbling when just to think about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, years ago when I got born again, it's been over 50 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started gleaning from other people in the faith, other mm-hmm. women that were preachers and they inspired me, or men of God that I loved to listen to, that,
yes.
that no matter what they were teaching in, it always helped me to grow and to mature in who I am today. Because the Word of God is so important.
It,
it
sure
just,
is.
It refines us. It helps us. It shows us God's perfect path for our life.
Amen.
And puts us on the right track. You know, when you acknowledge the Lord and He let Him direct your paths, He will give you a fulfillment that, you know, nothing else can do it like
yeah,
God. God
right.
just blesses us and strengthens us. And then I just love it when people write in or they call in, because it just means so much to me to
it
know
really
that they're growing their faith. They're getting
yes,
stronger.
That's right.
I love to build up women. That's why we have our Glorious Conference every year.
Yes.
And it's such a powerful time when women come together to be strengthened. I love to see them make new relationships, because as women, we need to be around other women to learn how important we are to each other.
Amen. That's right. And so many times in those conferences, I see women, mothers and daughters, coming together and strengthening each other. You know, as a new mom, it's awesome, because I'm just leaning more and more into God. Because mm-hmm. there was a time where I never thought I could do this. I didn't even know how to change a diaper. And I was like, Lord, how am I even going to take take this step to be a mother? And it just seemed so big and so vast, but I knew He was calling me into that direction. Mm-hmm. And now I'm learning from Sophia. She's only 10 months old, but I'm teaching her these things. But as I'm living my calling out as a mother, I'm learning so much from her.
Well, you had a good example. You have a wonderful mom.
I sure did. Hey, Mama, she watches all the time.
Yeah, and she's been on the program before.
Yeah, she is awesome.
And I know you remember things she did. Oh, and you still... She watches Sophia while you're at work.
Oh, she does. Right? She does. I texted her this morning thanking her because every morning we drop her off and she loves Sophia so much. You can just see as a grandmother, her face lights up every time Sophia walks through the door, you know, when we drop her off. And I know she's in such great hands. But yes, I've learned so much from my mom. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I learned from her at a very early age was to go straight to God with mm-hmm. everything. Yeah. You know, I felt so comfortable to go to her and she would give me advice. But she would always point me in the direction to go talk to the Lord myself and to mm-hmm. develop that relationship. And I'm going to take that on to my daughter. You know, Sophia, she might not understand everything I'm saying, but we pray on the car rides to go to Nona's house and we say our prayers. And just to instill that faith at such a young age, I know she's soaking it all up mm-hmm. and her little spirit is ignited when we pray. That's what my mom gave me. And, you know, she got a lot from her grandma, from my grandma, my Nana. She would always say, "Where's your faith, Stephanie?" My mom's name's Stephanie. So when my mom would go through some hard times, my Nana would say, "Where's your faith?" Just to mm-hmm. remind her, hey, hold on to that promise. And that has passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I love that. You know, when we hit hard times, like, you know, I know Sophia's has some challenges in her health.
Goodness,
like, you know, babies are growing mm-hmm. and they interact with germs.
Yeah, I know. World. Don't touch that, Sophia. Get that out of your mouth all the time. Constant.
Yeah. And so you, as a mom, you know to go to God when you have a need. And it reminds me of a story in the Bible, and I think it's in Matthew chapter 15, where this woman came to Jesus. She wasn't a Jewish person. She mm-hmm. was just a Gentile woman.
Yeah.
And she came to Jesus and sought him. And he says, "No, I'm sent to the house of Israel," he says.
Wow.
And she says, "But even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table." She just saw herself as unworthy, but she just pressed through because her daughter's healing was so important to her.
Yes.
And so Jesus made this remark, and he only said it to like two or three different people. "Your woman," so she had great faith. He says, mm-hmm. "You're great. Your faith is great. Your daughter is healed." And she
Amen.
Was healed from that moment. But God recognizes great faith, and she pressed in. And that's what we do as moms. When the devil attacks, if you're a believer, you press into God, you seek God, and you touch His garment, basically.
Yes.
And your family is healed, you're touched. And God shows us how we can just receive from Him if we would just boldly go to Him and expect. And that's what she did.
That is so true. And, you know, you really don't tap into that until you become a mother. I feel like, you know, I was resilient, you know, being just a wife and, you know, working and this and that. But when you become a mother, there's something that just, like it's a slight switch that just pops off where you can do anything. Like last night, Sophia just turned 10 months old and she's teething. So she is biting everything and she's trying to find something to grab a hold to. And she got the two little bottom teeth, but those two top ones are coming out. And so she didn't go to sleep till 2 a.m. last night.
Goodness.
So she was rolling around, biting at everything, ready to play. And I just called upon the Lord. I said, "Lord, what do you want me to do, God? How do you want me to handle the situation?" And so I put on some worship music and I prayed over her and rubbed her. And then soon she went to sleep. But even in those moments, asking God in the little things, he wants to hear you, you know, from you in all of the little things. Self-help books and parenting books and guides are great. But when you get advice straight from God and you listen to His voice on what to do, He'll give it to you.
Yeah, He brings a peace in that situation.
Yeah, peace.
You know, I call that relentless faith. When you don't want to, when you don't give up, like that woman that sought Jesus for the healing of her daughter, and her daughter was demon-possessed, and she was totally delivered because she sought out Jesus with relentless faith.
Relentless.
And that's what moms are like. They're relentless. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we don't give up.
We don't, huh? I love that. I love being a mama. This is really like getting me empowered listening to us talk about it.
Yeah, and you know, moms are, and we're going to be talking about that with other people on the program.
Yeah.
This week, we have some great guests lined up. You don't want to
really
miss any of it.
They're all great.
But you know, it's the wonderful thing about being a mom is that you can draw upon the strength of God. You know, when I first became a mom, I didn't know it. I was like, like you. I didn't babysit.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't do any of
that. I was the baby of the family. So everybody was taking care of me. What, I have to take care of something else? I mean, I didn't even have a plant that I kept on. So it was pretty extraordinary that everything's going so great right now.
Yeah. So, you know, when you have a child, you feel that responsibility.
Yes.
You want to make sure that they're fed and everything. Mm-hmm. And Jesse was this way. He, too, he said every time she cried, his answer was give her a bottle.
Yeah.
And so
give her some food, yeah.
Yeah, and he still thinks that's the solution to everything.
Maybe sometimes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay. But I didn't know much about it. I remember carrying her around. I bumped her head so many times. I don't know. I just was, she was like attached. It was like an appendage, just like permanently on my hip.
Whoops.
And I don't know. She survived me.
She
and
turned
I was just
out
like,
great.
You were an older woman when you had your child.
Yes, yes.
But I was like just 19 when I had
Jody. Oh, my
goodness.
I knew that. But when you said the word, just now your age, 19.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive, Miss Kathy.
And I wouldn't, Jesse was, and I weren't born again at the time, and we were traveling around the country. He was a nightclub entertainer. So I really wasn't around family that I could just drop her off. So we were together constantly, 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So we had fun. I remember just having one of the funniest or the sweetest moments that I just remembered about watching her grow up and seeing her explore life. I remember she was outside. We were in, I think we were in Minneapolis at the time or somewhere around there. And she was walking in the grass and she was lifting her foot up and noticed her shadow.
Oh,
and I thought that
wow.
was such an unusual thing. She was doing this and noticing that when she moved, she noticed her own shadow. Small thing, but those little beautiful things
yes.
that you see them growing up and their brain working and thinking about things and speaking words. And she would say cute little words that always touched us. And
I think that's just amazing.
Loved all those moments. So even though my daughter is 50, she don't know if she'll tell me 52 if she doesn't
yeah.
really say 50. But and I have a granddaughter that's 16. Watching her grow up is so much fun.
Wow.
Seeing the different stages of her life. I remember Meredith when she was just a small child, as she was maybe about 5 or 6, and she was saying, she may have been even younger than that. I don't know how old she would have been, maybe about 5. Mm-hmm. But she was just talking. We were walking. She looked up, and she had a balloon that I had brought her, and she was upset because the balloon had gone to the ceiling of the house. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, if I had my superpowers, I could go up and get that
Look
balloon.
Look at that. Imagination.
So they think in terms of the miraculous as
yes.
a child. And so we want to nurture that and all that. But we always have great memories of our children. And you're going to be experiencing that.
Oh, my gosh. We already are. And it's those memories that keep you going. Because when it's so hard, it's hard in the moment, 2 a.m, she's teething. But when you think, wow, this moment's never going to be here again.
Mm-hmm.
Take it in. Know that she's learning. Like you said, she's developing. And just embrace the moment when you're in it. Call upon God, ask for his strength, and you'll get through it. And you'll look back at those fond memories. And I sometimes think about her and her wedding. I go there. I'm like, Lord, I pray for her husband. Like, she's only 10 months.
Well,
Lord,
you have to start early.
Give her a godly husband and a beautiful family. And I want my grandchild. And that vision in me is ignited. And it keeps me going because I'm thinking, you know, she's teething right now. Pretty soon, maybe she'll be married soon. I'm actually thinking about college. And so I stay in the moment. And that's what gets me through those hard times. You know, we
yes.
have to start enjoying the seasons that God's put right now because they're going to pass and we're going to be looking upon them and saying, man, if I could just go back and take a glimpse of those memories. You know, Boss often says that, to travel back in time
yeah.
and to really look back at those amazing times that the Lord gave us. And right now we take her out for walks. We have her in her little car. She has this little wagon that's a car, a little pink car.
Yeah.
And we took her outside for a walk and her face just lights up. So I know that all of those memories will stay with us
mm-hmm.
forever. Just watching her grow and change.
Yeah, when they're little, you got so much gear. You have
so
much stuff you got to drag around.
So much. We recently took a trip to the beach, and that was an experience.
Oh, really?
We said, okay, let's do it. Let's try our best. And we made it, and we had a good time. But when I tell you, backpacks full of bottles, the bottle sanitizer, because we had to sanitize them in the hotel room. Then we needed her special pillow and her special teething toys. I mean, she came with a load of stuff in the backseat. It was crazy. But it was a... It's an experience, and it's wonderful.
And you know, as a mom, you love seeing them enjoy experiences.
Yes.
Like, you were probably looking forward, although you probably love the beach, mm-hmm. but you were looking forward to that time where she,
yes.
was this her first beach
it
experience?
It was her first beach experience.
And so you get to see that and enjoy that. I remember really looking forward to having a grandchild mm-hmm. one day, and Jesse and I were in Hawaii. He was preaching, and we saw this one gift shop that had a little T-shirt in the window of that gift shop, mm-hmm. and I loved what it said, and I thought, well, you know, I don't have a granddaughter or grandchild, but one day I'll have one. I'll come back and get that shirt, but I could never find it. I wished I'd have bought it because it was so precious. And later, when I had a grandchild, I said, "Where is that?" Uh-huh. I could have probably made one up, but it had uh-huh. the greatest phrase. It says, "I love the beach. The sand is delicious."
Yes, and exactly. You got to watch
it. And that's
it.
What they knew. They put everything in their mouth.
Uh-huh. And we're in the middle of baby proofing because pretty soon she's going to start walking. She's almost there. She's standing up. She's wobbly, but I can see it. She's rocking back and forth like I'm going to take my first step. So I'm telling Luis, who I'm so thankful for, my husband. Luis is just the best dad ever. He mm-hmm. helps me, and he's always there. But I was telling him, we have to baby proof. We got to close the cabinet because she's ready to just pull on everything. And she's mm-hmm. exploring. And, you know, it's kind of like us. We're supposed to have that childlike faith. Like mm-hmm. you said, that Meredith had that supernatural thought process mm-hmm. of even when she's that little. And we need to keep that as children of God. We
yeah.
need to keep saying, you know, keep dreaming, keep, you know, believing the impossible because it's doable. It reminds me of our theme for this year, you know,
yes.
give God a job. And I definitely gave him a job when I became a mom. I said, Lord, you're going to have to assist me with this because,
yeah.
and he has. He's been with me every step of the way. And so whether you're a mom and you feel like it's too hard or things are just not going your way, I'm just here to encourage you. Listen, if I could do it, you can definitely do it. But God is with you every step of the way in everything, even in the little things. He cares and he loves you and he'll get you through it and you'll thrive in that season of motherhood or whatever season you're in right now.
Yeah, I'm in a season of grandmotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has a different season. And no matter what season you're in, like you were saying, God prepares you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's prepared you for this
he
season
sure
of
did.
Motherhood that you're in. He has other people around you. Your sister's a wonderful mother.
Oh,
your
yes.
mother is a wonderful mother. I hope I'm influencing you in some way. I know that you speak with my daughter Jody a lot.
She's wonderful.
She's a great mom. Give you little pointers and everything.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
But no matter what stage of life we're in, we need to surround ourselves with other people that will help us and strengthen us. And God places people in
Amen.
Our lives
That's right.
on purpose to help us. He doesn't expect us to do life alone.
That's right.
He expects us to connect with people of like precious faith to help us to grow our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have this program and other things that we do here at Jesse
yes.
Duplantis Ministries.
Yeah.
We want to pour into you. Because we know the importance of connecting with people of like precious faith, because it's like a spark
it
that
does.
Goes off. And it put lights of fire within you to keep walking towards your promise. Maybe you're at a stage in your life and you're not sure which way to go.
That's right.
But God has brought you to this program so you can know that no matter whether you're in a stage of motherhood, maybe you're believing to be a mother.
That's right.
Maybe you are a mother and you have children who have walked away from God. God can speak to you
this
just
right
great. Where you are today to give you the strength and the wisdom and the anointing
yes.
to pray and see your life change, to bring forth that promise and that miracle in your life so that you can flourish in every season of your life. You know, when we get to heaven, we're not going to be talking about how nice our hair was that day
exactly.
or how much we spent when we were shopping or
yeah.
that object that we were trying to buy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be looking for those relationships and those people that meant so much to us and
That's so
reflecting
true.
on the wonderful moments that we had learning about God and learning about each other
I
and
love
celebrating this.
I totally agree with you, Miss Kathy, and you're so right. Surrounding yourself with women, if you're a mother and you feel like you need guidance, don't be afraid to ask. And that's one thing that Jody did share with me when mm-hmm. she, because we had a kind of a similar story. She said she never really wanted children, and then she hit her 30s and she felt like, okay, it's now or never, you know, and it was
yeah.
kind of the same story with me, but she would just encourage me. She said, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want to ask for help. I thought, I can do it. I can do this. And she did. She did it. And she's a beautiful mother. I love hearing her stories. But she told me, don't be afraid to ask for help or get that guidance, because it's priceless when you have someone, a woman of God, you know, step in and help you and take your hand and say, I've been there before and you will get through this. And not only will you get through it, you're going to get on the other side and you're going to have a testimony from the test.
Right. And being a mother is a 24/7 job.
It sure is.
It never stops. In fact, even when they've left the house, like I'm in that situation, they're on my heart, they're on my mind. My mom's the same way. She's got many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, mm-hmm. great-greats, but they're always on her mind, and she's always thinking of them. And mm-hmm. I go over there, and she's still crocheting. She's 92, and she's crocheting little hats. She was telling me about last time I was with her how she was crocheting this little bonnet mm-hmm. for her great-great-grandchild's doll. So it's a little doll bonnet.
Gosh.
And so she was talking about how much that child loved picking up that doll and seeing that little bonnet on there. So, you know, not everybody is talented and gifted mm-hmm. in that way, but there's always something that you can do to make someone else's life blessing and filled with joy.
That's so true.
And it's fun to see people interact that way and mm-hmm. how these little ones can just connect with the older ones.
Yes.
And God has placed people in our lives in this way because He knows that we flourish when we have these beautiful connections and we honor them.
That's so true.
Beautiful to see that.
Yeah, you know, the world often wants to put fear into us and get us to, you know, move away from that sense of community and just say, you know, they don't know what you're going through or they're not the same race as you. They're not in the same social class as you. So they won't understand. And that's a lie from the devil. You know, the Lord wants us to connect with each other. He wants that sense of community and He wants us to learn from each other. And I believe that that's what we're doing here in Studio C and people from all over the world that are watching, no matter where you're from, what background you're from, we have that sense, that common thread, which is Jesus. He's our way. He's the truth. He's the life. And He wants to give us life in abundance and motherhood in abundance.
Yes.
All of it and all good stuff. He's a good father, you know.
He is. And, you know, my mom's advice to me, even though she didn't know the Lord then, but it's kind of stayed with me. And it's good advice. She says, Kathy, make it fun.
That's
you
right.
You know, motherhood can be enjoyable. It doesn't have to be a drudgery. Yeah, there are duties. There's things you have to get done, but you can enjoy
exactly.
the steps along the way. Mm-hmm. Try to make it fun, and I would apply that, and it made a difference. And,
it does.
You know, and you have to learn to look in your child's face, smile at them. You know, you can tell when you see a child that's unhappy mm-hmm. because their parents are always griping at them mm-hmm. or pulling on them or doing something. Of course, we want to mold and shape them, but you need to always extend the love of God to their life so that they can
yes.
fall in love with God the way you have.
I love
and
it.
And it doesn't have to be a drudgery. And I just love thinking about that, how I remember when the first Easter came along mm-hmm. and instead of having one basket with yeah. everything, I remember putting little green nests all over the house mm-hmm. and Jody would have to go by and bring an empty basket mm-hmm. and gather that and put it in her
yeah.
basket. So that was a fun thing. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money,
no,
but you can
it doesn't.
Do things to make things fun.
Yeah, and those know? Are the things that you hold on to mm-hmm. forever. You
yeah,
know?
And what it does is instills from an early age that you really can live a glorious life.
That's right.
Glorious living is for every age. Jesus came, and I often say this verse of scripture, He says, I came that you might have life mm-hmm. and enjoy it. Have it to the
so
full,
good.
Till it overflows.
Till it overflows. And it can begin right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of you may be watching, and you mentioned it before, your relationship with your daughter or your son, it might not be where you want it to be right now. But with God, everything is possible. And no matter what the mistakes in the past, all those things, God can restore. And all you have to do is ask and come before Him, and He'll make those relationships strong again to where you never thought they could be there, but He can do it. He can do all things, all
That's
things
so
through
true.
Christ.
And when you involve God and in your life and other people, in fact, you can go to someone and have them agree with you in prayer.
That's beautiful.
In fact, I want to agree with you in prayer, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what season you're in, if you're facing a life challenge, I believe that God brought you to this program
yes,
so that you can be encouraged. You may not be a mom, you may be a mom, but you know what? Every one of us has a mom,
That's
like I
right.
said, other. So relationships are important to God. And so I'm going to pray for you right now and trust God to restore whatever relationships
yes.
are broken. Father, I thank you
Jesus.
For bringing us all together at this very moment in time. And Lord, I thank you that the Spirit of God is strong enough to go through every screen, whatever, whoever's watching, no matter what part of the world they're in, Lord, touch them today, strengthen them, let them know that you are bringing godly relationships into their path, that you're sending encouragement right now, right where they are, to lift them up and give them wisdom and understanding to walk out their plan, the specific plan that you have for their life today. And Lord, I thank you for it. Surround them with your love and your strength. Lord, if they're alone, lift them up. Lord, let them know that they're never... You're always with them. You never leave them or forsake them. Strengthen them right where they are today, Lord. And I thank you that you're in this business of bringing full restoration to their life. Lord, I thank you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He's so good.
He does it all. And, you know, I'm so thankful for all of our partners that watch us and help us to do what we do in this Glorious Living Program or the Faith the Facts or all the other, the regular broadcasts
chats,
we do.
Boardroom messages. Chats. We have so many faith-building messages that people can get on our JDM app or all of our social media outlets. We post daily content. So, I mean, go binge watch because it's some,
it
some good stuff.
It will encourage you. It will strengthen you. And thank you, partners, for helping us to do that. And those of you that watch, maybe you're not a partner, but the Lord is directing you to be a part of this, to help us to do what he's called us to do, which is preach the gospel, to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. You can be a part of that by using all that information that's on the screen.
Oh, man. And we have some amazing partners. And I love reading comments, like we mentioned before, about how people are just realizing their potential in Christ, that that there's nothing impossible when it comes to God and his great goodness. And I believe that this program has strengthened everyone watching with that relentless faith, that that a switch has been turned on in your spirit and you're ready to go forth and accomplish everything that God's called you to do, because he's called you. He's called you. You're chosen, and you got to believe it. It's the truth.
Yes, and no matter what stage you are in life, what season you're in, God anointed you to thrive in that very season. Mm-hmm. So expect that today. Expect to grow in God. Expect God to use you to touch another life, to impact someone else, maybe someone you're related to, or maybe you don't even know them. Mm-hmm. But God will direct your path because he has a plan for everyone to live a glorious life.
Yeah, we are, and we're doing it, Miss Kathy. We're living our glorious life, and I love sharing stories with you, chatting about it, and then encouraging those watching to go and do the exact same thing we've done. You know, we're doing a show, and we're sitting in a beautiful studio. Wherever you are, you go tell somebody about Jesus and what he's done for you, because you can be that light and spark faith in others, and that's what it's all about. That's living the glorious life.
That's right.
That's what we're doing.
And as a mom, you're living a glorious mama life.
I am living the glorious mama life. Whether I get sleep or not, it doesn't matter, because I got the energy of the Holy Ghost inside
of me. That's
right.
And it's a very rewarding thing to be walking in the perfect will of God. This is what you're doing right now as a young mom.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you, Jesus, for Miss Kathy. Thank you for those who have encouraged me every step of the way. And I read your comments. You know, I was here pregnant, big and pregnant in this seat. If a lot of people have seen it.
They've seen your journey.
Oh, they've seen my journey. And I just want to thank you all for the comments and the encouraging words. You know, we are thriving, and little Sophia is growing up in the way of the Lord, and she's going to be, look, I'm telling you, she's going to be a powerhouse. We got a little preacher on her hands. She's screaming. She's proclaiming the word.
Even I hope she'll sing
in her
too,
bow,
like
she
you.
Will. We're going to say that right now. She's going to sing.
That's
and
right.
It's going to be good. Praise God.
Yes. And we know we have a lot of great programs coming up. I hope that you'll join me next week for another program where we're going to discuss motherhood. We have guests that are coming on. You do not want to miss it. I hope that you'll have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you next week right here on Glorious Living.